talking to Aloysia, we have something very fascinating from Silicon. And it works out specifically interesting because what we have here is really a shiluv and a connection between Rebbe and Talmud. And that is, we start off with a few lines of the Sefer, actually, Mei HaShiloyach, from the Ishbitzer Rebbe, which was the Rebbe of Reb Tzadik HaKoyen. Just to mention again, Reb Tzadik actually came in contact, you know, later in life, as opposed to the real earlier stage in life, with many, many Admoirim. And then more than all of them, he became connected with the Ishbitzer Rebbe, Reb Mordechai Yosef Liner, who the Balat Chelus was also a descendant of Reb Mordechai Yosef Liner, the Ishbitzer Rebbe. And the Sefer is called Mei HaShiloyach. And it's yidua that Reb Mordechai Yosef was from the Gedoyei LeChassidei Kotzk. As a matter of fact, any newcomer to Kotzk, the Kotzk Rebbe saw promise in this newcomer, he would give him or put him under the tutelage of Reb Mordechai Yosef Liner, the Ishbitzer. Then the Ishbitzer was not a Rebbe. The Ishbitzer then was strictly, completely a chosid devoted to the Kotzk Rebbe. And that's what happened, actually, when Reb Leib Lager, when he came to Kotzk, the Kotzk Rebbe placed him under the hadrocha of the Ishbitzer Rebbe. In Shnas Tov Reish, in 1840, that was the particular time where the Hasidus split, and Reb Mordechai Yosef went his own way, and he became a Rebbe in his own right, and many of the Hasidim left Kotzk, and they followed him. Among the great ones, or the real famous ones, were the Tzadik HaKoyen of Lublin, as well as the Leib Lager, and the Chiddush Arim remained in Kotzk, in addition to the fact that he also became later a brother-in-law to the Kotzker Rebbe by a second marriage of the Kotzker. It's just interesting that it is told that the Tzadik HaKoyen actually made his rounds because the Gedoyei Yisrael, because he needed a heter Meir Rabbonim. The problem with his first marriage, the Shver did not appreciate him at all. So, nisht is nisht, the Shver will nisht, he agreed. But there was a whole problem. Later on, refused to take a get, so he went to Gedoyei Yisrael. And that actually, because due to the fact that he made rounds in order to get Haskomis and get Chasimis for Heter Meir Rabbonim, that he came in contact with all of these various Rebbes that heretofore he never had the opportunity to meet and wasn't aware of them. And that he said that when he came in the first time, when he came into the Ishbitzer Rebbe, he sees there a young man who's speaking learning with Ishbitzer Rebbe. And he asks, who's that young man? They say that this is the grandson of Rabbi Kiv Eger. And that was, of course, the Leib Lager. So he said to himself, if Ishbitzer Rebbe is such a koyach to be able to capture Rabbi Kiv Eger's Tanainikol, Kiv Eger was on the other side. So he says, there must be some power here, and let me see, investigate what's going on over here. He comes and he meets the Ishbitzer Rebbe. The Ishbitzer Rebbe asks him, he says, what's your name? And he says his name. And according to one nusach, he says, he was a little bit, you know, misnagit, so he had a little bit of liberty to speak up. He says, if the Rebbe is a Rebbe, you should know my name without me telling you. The Rebbe continued, he ignored that remark. The further, and they said, can't Mr. Lennon? So he said, yes. Says, how do I know? So the Tzadik says, you can prepare me. And so on and so forth. Then he asks him, he says, who are you? Who's your father? He says, his father, his father's name. And when he said who his father was, so he says, my father, he says, was misnagid, but was in very friendly terms with Rabbeim and Chassidim. Rav Tzadik said that, said the Rebbe, then I know that you are a Talmud Chacham. So I said, how do you know? By this statement. So the Ishbitzer Rebbe said, it's a Gemara Meforeshes. It must be Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel. Man derochim Rabbonim. One who has their cheres for Rabbonim, Chazal promise, Havelei benin Rabbonim. He has children Rabbonim. If your father is a Mekarev, Tamid HaChachomim, Nalachayidim. So it's clearly, Bizoiche, Chazal say, he can have children, Tamid HaChachomim. He invited him to stay for Shabbos. The Tzadik says for Shabbos. No, so there was one tish, and there was another tish. But the Tzadik says it was Shalashidis that did it in for him. He says, when it came to Shalashidis, the Nusa goes, he said, the Rebbe stopped hot coals and threw it on my heart, he says. And that was it. And then he became connected to the Ishbitzer Rebbe. So what we have here is from the Meishel Oyach, there's not much that we have written. What we know is from Talmidim and Sadik himself, who quotes the Ishbitz Rebbe so often, so very often. So these were pieces of Shtikla put together in the Sefer Meishel Oyach, you know, from many, many different areas, different places. So we have in this week's parasha, we have the Maisa with the Misayinim. The Misayinim were the complainers, in spite of the fact that they had mon. They were complaining, they said, Miachalinu Bosa, they want to have meat, Nochamul meat. In spite of the fact that the mon, right, was, when it was able to be Maragish all the time, any type of a taste he wanted, any variety, nevertheless, they said, no, we want Dafke that. Because Baruch was upset, and the Pasuk says, this is the Pasuk we're talking about, HaBosar Oidenu Ben Shineim, the meat was still, right, between the teeth. Terem Yikoriz, Vayach Hashem Ba'om Mako Rabba Moyoid. And unfortunately, right, punishment came, Menashemayim, and the Pasuk says later, Shom Kovru, right, Hamisayinim, Hamisavim. There, they were buried. The Misavim, Hisavu Tava, right? That's how it starts out. Hisavu Tava. So the Ishbitz Rebbe is Madaik and says as follows. I mean, what would be the Pashut translation? Because it's a very, very, it's an amazing thing here. The Pasuk says, Vayach Hashem Ba'om Mako Rabba Moed. Kipshuta, of course, it means that many of the people died, right? Vayach Hashem Ba'om Mako Rabba Moed. Says, the Me'ah Sheloich V'loin Nemar, it does not say, Vayomos Amrav. It does not say that a lot of people died. That's not the Loshen. Rak Maka Rabba Moed, which is Mashba, one great Maka. That's the difference. One great Maka. Doesn't say that many people died. Shemeloshen Zeh Mashma, says the Ishbitz Rebbe, it's Mashma, Shenilkach Mehem Nefesh Yokor Lemoid. It means that a particular Godel be Yisroel died because of this episode. Where do I get it from? Kamashu Metzinu is similar, we find Shiksiv. We find the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is the Pasuk, Vayoyim al Malach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Malach, HaMashchiz Ba'am Rav. Remember, it doesn't say Am Rav. Among the people, he was Mashchiz Rav. So the Gemara says, the Gemara Mefreshes in Brachis, Samach Beis, Amat Beis, Omer HaBlozar, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMalach, Tuli Rav Shabahem. Rav does not mean many. Rav means great. That's a Beferish Chazal. For that, the Dishbis Rebbe doesn't have to take a Chrayis. That's a Chazal. It's a Gemara in Brochus. That the word Rav is interpreted not to mean many, but Rav means great. Sheyesh Lili Parak, Mem Kama Choyves, Boise Shoah, at that time, Mace Avishai Ben Tzruya, Sheshokal Keruba Shosan Hedrin. So you have one person, right? One person who outweighs many. That's called Rav. So when the Pasuk says, Hamashchiz Ba'am Rav, it doesn't say Am Rav. In the people, Rav, right? That means one great man. Says now the Ishbitz Rebbe. Now you notice he's saying this on his own. V'chein mashum ha-bekam, shemeis bo'is isho nefesh yokor v'nerish zeho yenachshinu meram inodav. It's an amazing thing. The Maisin Kivras HaTavo, it's a very good trivia question. Where? Vi is the Gishtarim. Nachshu Mem and others. It's not mentioned anywhere in Chumash. It's not mentioned. Yishbitz Rebbe makes a dik. He's Madaik from the Posik. Makarabba. Doesn't say Vayomos Amra. Makarabba, a great Maka. A single great Maka. Means Nachshu Mem and others. And he says the Semach was in Mizrach Kodesh. In Mizrach Kodesh, actually, we say just the Semach, because it doesn't say Nachshu Mem and others actually died, but it makes a comment about Nachshu Mem and others. Rebbe Kaponim says, we see there's allusion Nachshon Odom has something to do here. So he uses his diuk again on his own, Rebbe Rebbe, to say Nachshon Odom died. It's like a pel of a hafle that the Psagoyin has a girsa in a tesefte, which says that, according to the girsa of the Goyin. And Rebbe Rebbe said it on his own. Very interesting thing. So let's see now. We move forward with this idea. Nachshon Odom dies by Kivris HaTaivo. People are desirous. People are not happy. People are not satisfied. They have the month. They're able to eat everything. As much as they want. Whatever they want. They're not happy. Comes Reb Tzadik in Pritzadik Parshas Bereishis. Now, when I say Parshas Bereishis, it's not really Parshas Bereishis. It's in Chelik Bereishis. In the beginning of Chelik Bereishis, there's a whole kuntras that's called Kedusha Shabbos. A whole kuntras called, and they printed it together with the pre-tzaddik, even though it's a separate kuntras. But in Bereishis we have, right, the first time mentioned, Vayir Vayboike Yom Hashishi, Shabbos is mentioned in Bereishis. So they compile it and they put it together, this Kuntres HaShabbos. Very, very fascinating. It's quite a lengthy Kuntres. Many, many Mamorim. This is particular is Mamar Vov. It's in the middle, as you can see, this is in the middle of a Mimer. Here's a Tzadik's take on the parish of the Misavim. Visham Kavru HaMisavim, and there they were Makaver, right? The Misavim, those desirous people. Because the Tzadik develops a theory, again, I just mentioned this, that the Misavim, who had such great taiva, that their taiva polluted the air, interesting thing, and it was mashpia taiva on even on the innocent people who originally would not have complained. But the fact that you got rid of the machle, you got rid of the diseased people, if you will. So Mamela says, Reb Tzadik, what happened was the Koicha Tava started, you know, broke down. It shouldn't be Moshel so strongly. Shonjol Kokach. I get a kick. You would never know. V'kobalti, I was mekabel, mimi, shenigel aloi, mesoyed Hashem l'reyof. I was mekabel from one who has Ruach HaKodesh. Someone who finds out secrets that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals to him. That's Dishbitz Rebbe. When the Tzadik writes his Lashon. Me, that what? The Shom Meis Nachshon. Who would know that years later they're going to print Meis Shaloyach in Dutch typist? It was not printed at that time. Sefer Meis Shaloyach was not printed. But Tzadik heard it directly. He heard it from Dishbitz Rebbe. That there in Kivras HaTaiva, Nachshon Ben Aminodov dies. Vishalzeh Nemar Makarabo. You see, looking at this Tzadik, you don't know what it is. Makarabo, what does that mean? Without the Meir Shaloyach, he tells you the Diyak, it doesn't say this, and he quotes of the Gemara in Brachis. If you learn this Tikkun Reb Tzadik, Stait Makarabba, how am I supposed to know? So how do I derive from here anything? It just tells you just how this is written, unless you have, you know, a little bit of some connection to look in other places, which sheds light on what is said over here. But Kobalti says Mimisha Niglo, because again, and I'll tell you what the remnant is also, because that's not Mefurish in Shas anywhere. It's not Mefurish in Bavli, it's not Mefurish in Yerushalmi that Nachshon Ben Aminodov died. Even if the Diuk is an acceptable Diuk, which certainly is an acceptable Diuk, he says so. I mean, there's no reason to challenge it. Great man, Dishbitz says it. But it was the right that the one who died happened to be Nachshon Ben Aminodov. For that, you have to have a little bit of intuition and divine inspiration. Where do you get it from? That's where Tzadik says. This has to be Misha Nigaloy Mesoyed Hashem L'Reyov. This is a Lashon that the Gemara says. You know where else the Gemara uses that Lashon? You watch that Lashon for a fascinating thing. The Gemara talks about Bayis Soita, right, who was unfaithful or suspected to be unfaithful to her husband by having Yichud, right? By having Yichud. It was Kinu Yistira, right? He warned her, right, not to have Yichud, not to seclude herself without a person. So if she secludes herself for a sheer Yichud, there's a certain sheer where there's a Chashash, right, that something could have happened. There's a din of a Soita, she was also Labalo. Until she drinks the Mayim. How long is that shear? How long is that shear? The Gemara says, it's a shear bia. How long is the shear bia? So the Gemara gives a number of different shearim. Among those who speak up to give you, right, and to educate us concerning a shear bia is Ben Azai. The Gemara says, Ben Azai never got married. How would he know? And what the Gemara answers? Soyed Hashem Liveya. Hear the Gemara? Soyed Hashem Liveya. Minashemayim. Knowledge for Torah. He was inspired. Ruach HaKodesh. Divinely inspired. Soyed Hashem L'Reya. That's what we find it used in Shas. And the Tzadik has no problems at all to use it regarding his Rebbe either. Anyway, so let's go further now. See what happens. Venere. The Alkei Nikra Nachshon. Listen to what he develops here, Reb Tzadik. And I'll tell you why he's called Nachshon. Because now that Nachshon, right, has been pulled into this Kivreis Hatava episode, right? Now that we dragged him into this, so now we can also appreciate why it was called Nachshon. Al Shem Nochosh. Because Taiva comes from the Nochosh. When did Taiva start? The Nochosh, the serpent, very first time. Or the Marishan. That's the Shoirish of Taiva. Nochosh. Nachshon is Nochosh. Ki Yishai. What do you mean, Ki Yishai? Because Chazal say Yishai ben David was such a tzaddik that the only reason he died was not because of chait. He died because of the Xeris Misa, because of the eights of the Nochosh that brought Misa into the world. So Yishai is also connected to the Etyoshel Nochosh, meaning the eights of the Nochosh. So the same way that Yishai is connected to the eights of the Nochosh, that's why he died, because of Nochosh's eights. Turned out a bad idea. So he also Nachshon. Kihoi boy rak haroshim that yishol nochesh. All he had was a roshim. Nachshon was not involved with taiva. Only a roshim. A roshim. And look how beautifully he says. Va'oisiyaz vavnud. Nachshon. Nachshon, nochesh. What other letters do we have beyond vavnun? Do you know what the significance of vavnun is? There's a radak. Again, expects you to know it. It's a radak in Tehillim. The klal is a klal in Lashon Kodesh. When you have a vavnun for Lashon Kodesh, lahaktin, it comes to reduce. Kemoi ishoin ki yedua. What does that mean? Tell you what it means. Ish means a man. Ish means a man. Ishoin is a pupil. Ki ishoin einoi. Why is Ishoin a pupil? Do you know what happens when you look into somebody's pupil? You see a small man. Ishoin, the pupil reduces the man. Ishoin, in other words, amench vet amenchila. Vovnun met amenchila. That's what Vovnun is. Ish is a man. Ishoin, amenchil. Small man. Ishoin, that's the pupil. Whenever you have Vovnun, it reduces the item, the size, reduces it. Nachshoin means Nochosh. Nochosh is tithe. No, not by him. Him is Nachshoin. A reduced Nachash. Nachshoin, it's a reduced Nachash. It's a reduced Nachash. Kihoi boy betachlus akatnus. If he had any shaykhist Nachash, it was betachlus akatnus. The influence of the Nachash didn't deeply or severely affect him. Now look what he says. Ki tavosom bosom mistom hoi l'shem shemayim l'kovit Shabbos. Yeah, my son. Says what Tzadik, he says. Why would they want to eat meat for? You realize you have to go with the idea that's mentioned in the whole place. The Dor HaMidbar was a Dor HaDeir. So Dor HaMidbar, Dor HaDeir. So Stamesh Tafleish L'Shem Taive. Nah. Both will cover Shabbos. And he explains. Dechema Shikos Shomru. When they said Zocharnu Sadogo, who Machal Shabbos. Fishes also. Fish, that's the first course, right? Kema Shomru B'Shabbos Chazal say, to Gemur Mefereshes in Shabbos. You want to know where that minik started? It's not that some caterer thought of the idea to eat fish on Shabbos. Chazal, Bame Ma'angoy. How, right? How are we Ma'anig the Shabbos? How, in which way do we display Oinik Shabbos, pleasure in Shabbos? Bedogim Gedoylim, say Chazal. And if you can't afford it, so you might think if you can't afford it, so maybe eat beans. No. Can't afford it, eat small fish, but still fish nonetheless. The Gemara says, let's fish again. Fish, fish. It's important to eat fish. Important to eat fish. The Chena Fila Dover Mu'it. Omru, my new, what's the Dover Mu'it? Kasa Taharsana. It used to be a fish, you know, a little sardine or something that was with flour, they used to sort of like fry it or something. It was a dish, a fish dish. Shumachal Medogim. It's a type of a food made out of fish. V'yedua Ma'arizal. Says that Tzadigan is known for Ma'arizal, the Bachila Shabbos, ain't Psoilus. The Achila of Shabbos is totally pure. Afila Masha Oichalita Vosoi Kula Begdusha. So now, boys, this friend fits everything, you know. You can see that Shabbos is not really on his mind too much. Every letter he puts in his mouth, you know, it's dripping. Tzaddik says the Hanoas Aguf of Shabbos is also mitzvahic. The Hanoas Aguf, the physical pleasure in eating Macholei Shabbos, is mitzvahic. He says, that's Kedusha. Kulai B'Kedusha, he says. Kulai B'Kedusha. V'hain ki yedua, da'achila Shabbos u b'kedushas hamon. Es ha'masa. It gets better. So achila Shabbos is b'kedushas hamon. Shu lechem en ha'shamayim. The mon, of course, is lechem en ha'shamayim. Shu nivela b'ramach ha'ivorim. It totally became absorbed, right? V'sa dover she'im ha'mamish, lechem en ha'shamayim. Non-tangible, completely absorbed. She'im b'shum p'saylus klal. There's no waste to come out. When a person ate mon, no going to the bathroom. There's no psilus. It's kula b'kedusha, totally absorbed in the body. However, the chilik is azoy. Al hamon shumin ha-shamayim, the mon that he ate, which came in ha-shamayim, aim boy artsius, no earthly component, the gashmius, the hergish tai, the gufnis klau. So it's an interesting thing, how that shtim, they say you're able to taste all type of taste in the mon. But Tzadik says it was some sort of a spiritual taste. There is no really hergish taiva gufnis. So now when it comes to Shabbos in contrast, there is a mitzvah that the body also should also be part of Shabbos. Shabbos is not just for the neshama, Shabbos is for the body. The mon could not satisfy that aspect of Shabbos, says Rav Tzadik. Because the mon is totally spiritual. What about the guf? The guf also needs kedusha. And if the gashmi is the macholim that's eaten on Shabbos, that's mekadesh the guf. If the gashmi is the gemacholim, the physical macholim, as he points out, ubishabbos mitzvah anegah guf shegam lo yesh aliyah oz. When it comes to Shabbos, the guf also has an aliyah. Val yedei etyoy shel nochosh bechet odom rishon. He says through the eights of the nochosh, which caused the chet of odom rishon, betayves achila. That is what brought tayves achila into the world. Before the chet of odom rishon, there's no such thing as tayves achila, really. So rishimoy adayin liyas aguf nehenem emachol bosa tayves. So the rishim is still there. That the body will experience pleasure eating food. Says Rav Tzadik, listen to the new pshat now. Al yedei zeh hisavu tava. Know what hisavu tava means? The mon has no physical pleasure. Being that the mon has no physical pleasure, there's no avoid in the achila. The avoid of it is to be able to be mala the gashmias, to be mekadish the gashmias. But if we are eating mon day in and day out, there's no avoid. This person is supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every aspect and every facet of his life. Mon that's kuvei kodesh, there's no avoid in the achila. It's like putting on film. So hisabu tava means they want the tava not to satisfy their body. They want the tava to be able to elevate even physical tava. And they should also turn into kedusha. That was the idea of hisabu tava. So the tzaddik idea hisabu tava rotzaloyim a machal sheish boi tava gashmias. Right? They wanted a machal that has tava gashmias. Right? The kavanah b'nei Yisrael. What was the kavanah? Why did he want it? Why did he need it? The idea was a halos so l'sakn gam tava sagufni. They wanted to be masakn also tava saguf. That's what they wanted. The b'shabbes hakel nichnas ala kodesh. Because when it's Shabbos, especially Shabbos, everything goes into kodesh. So Reb Tzadik, the truth is, the entire olam hazeh. Our purpose here is to elevate the entire olam hazeh. But Reb Tzadik says, you can't just jump in to do it. You need a training ground. In other words, a yid cannot begin a spiritual career of ruchnius that right away I'm going to be mekadesh my gashmi. It doesn't start like that. You have to first train yourself that you become connected to ruchnius to the greatest, right? To the greatest degree of your ability. Once you become enough, right? And you made the proper hachona, the proper preparations, now you are ready to embark on the next level, to take gashmius and try to elevate it. But first you have to be totally, completely connected in the Ruchnis side. So the Psalik, therefore, the Midbar was a training ground for what's to come later. The Midbar is supposed to eat Mon. A Yid that eats Mon for 40 years, his body becomes transformed, Kulei Kulei Kodesh. So now we are capable, after the Mon ceases to fall, and we eat our Gashmi to get foods, which have Taiva, right, which are desirous, we have within ourselves the ability, right, to be able to elevate that Gashmi, because we have prepared for it for 40 years by eating only mon. Had we not eaten mon in the midbar, we couldn't just jump in and do it. Can't jump into the deep end before you start, can't do it. So Mamela says, Psodik, the truth is, the entire experience of Oilam Hazeh, Rotan Hashem Yisborach Bekach Lahalo Yisgam Dvorim Hagashmi. However, he says, Aval Bedor HaMidbar, but the Dor HaMidbar, Shohoy HaAscholos Binyan Hu Makdoshe, but the Dor HaMidbar, which was the beginning, right? Which was the beginning of building the nation. So Ratz Hashem Yisbarach first to lay down the groundwork. The Kvoy Divrei Torah Belibam Al Yedei Hanhoga Acheres B'Sheyoychlu Rak Lechem Min Hashamayim Hamin Nugev, which is dried up, right? Which is free Mikol Tavas Gufnius. Hamin Nugev. That's what the Chassidus Yisraelim say, that Erlich Yid in Eretz Yisrael also feel devoid of any taivas gufnius. Therefore, it's called Eretz HaNegev, Menugiv. Like the Tzaddik uses over here, Menugiv. It's dried up. It's pure. It's free. In any case, they had to prepare. They had to prepare first to eat only mon. So now they sanctified themselves thoroughly, through and through. 40 years, of an exercise of eating mon, right, has to change, has to cause a complete transformation, right, in the whole genetic makeup of a person. Now they're able later. Now you can eat earthly bread. Now you're ready to eat earthly bread with kedusha yisera, with extra kedusha. You're prepared for it. You train for it. Right? So you go to the gym, to the spiritual gym, you know, for 40 years. Right? And you have good coaches. You have people like Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, the great leaders, Hanakoyin and Azalka mentioned that. And you have the Nesiim of each tribe and Azoy. So then you have this exercise of 40 years, you know, exercising spiritually. Now you're ready to eat lechem and oritz. Now you're ready to eat. We find Rabbeinu HaKadosh says in Ksubis, Daf Kuv Dalet. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was able to say he was not Nehenne from this world at all. Even though, you'll say, it's because he didn't put any good food on the table, you'll say. He was supposed to be special food items that were rare. Chazeres, you think about it, like a sharp mora. Lamaisa is supposed to be good, make the food tastier. And so even though he had all the delicacies necessary, as Chazal said about the Zorah, why? Because Rabbi was zoche lesiluk roish azoham alagamer. Remember, we said that by the nochosh, there's a roishim left b'chol oifim. There's some yechidim who managed to escape even the roishim. Hear this? But Rabbeinu HaKadosh was so pure, his guf was so pure that was kuloi spiritual. There was no roishim atav gufnis. Now, kein loy meis. Therefore, we find Rabbeinu HaKadosh in fact didn't die. What do you mean he didn't die? Because Kamashita Shom, the Gemara says in Ksubis, what does the Gemara say? The Bala Beisoy Achakach. Let me tell you that Gemara. Right. The Gemara says, I'll call you the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tonu Rabbonon. The Shas Pitiroso Shal Rebbe, the Gemara says, he says, Labona, I need Sorech. First he says, I need my children. I need my children. I'm going to the Olam Wemes. I need my children to do for me. Then, Omalahem, he leaves the Tzavoah. I want to make sure that my bed remains, right, neat, and the bed is prepared. He says, Mito tehe mutzas bimkoimor. My tama, why? And he said more things. He says, my table should be set, and my bed should be made. Because kol bei shimsha, because every Erev Shabbos have also lebeis. The Rebbe used to come home every Erev Shabbos. He came back from the next world. Came every Erev Shabbos, and it was moitzi, his wife, with Kiddush. After he died, he came back in earthly flesh. And as we keep arguing about Yosef Engel, you all talk about it. Obviously, this means that he was mechuyev b'mitzvahs. He couldn't have been a mess, because how could he be moitzi? If I am potter, I cannot be moitzi somebody who's chayev. A woman is mechuyev in kiddush. How is Rebbe, right? If this was just an illusion, or this was some sort of a fictitious image, then it couldn't be done. It means that actually you have to say there was loy mess. There was a real bechin of loy mess here. Okay, do him a sefer yayim mishumer v'selosoi. The Hoy and Nishmas Yaakov. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was the Nisham of Yaakov. And what does it say by Yaakovino? Yaakovino Loimes. So the Balaam Ukubalim and the Arizal also tells us that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was the Nisham of Yaakov Avino. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda HaNosi, what's the Rosh HaTevis of Nosi? Right? Nishmas, Nishama, or Nefesh Shel Yaakov Avino. Nun Shin Yuralis. Nefesh or Neshama Shel Yaakov Avinu. Rabbi Yehuda Nosi. That's Nosi. He had the Neshama of Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu Oymes. Rabbi Yehuda Kodesh Oymes. Valkein Oymes Dugmosoi. Says Reb Tzadik V'Ruyim Hoye Daramid Bel Yiskulam Kein. The truth is they all had potential. Vishya Kodesh Moshe Rabbeinu Oymam Leretz Yisrael. Voi Yehu Mashiach. Except the Chetu Egel. Turned everything around. Avashigor Machet. V'Hutzrachu L'Gilgul Kamadayris. Therefore they had to, of course, everything had to revolve and evolve at Ace Gates. The Yishai Mizera Nachshon. Yishai, by the way, David ben Yishai, Malchus Yehuda, that's from Nachshon. Yishai from Zerah Nikra Nochosh. Sheboy Hoye Et Yoshel Nochosh. He didn't have a Roshim. Even though he was a Tzadik, he didn't have a Chet. But there was a Roshim of Taiva, but of course he controlled it. He controlled it. But there was a Roshim of Taiva. There was a Roshim. And look what Tzadik says. Here too, you have to know what he means. Again, look what he says. So it's a medrash in Vayikra Rabba, but the medrash itself doesn't say Mefurish either exactly. David HaMelech says on the posik, Hein be'ovoin cholalti. Remember the posik? Hein be'ovoin cholalti. David HaMelech says, I was conceived in sin. So Mefurish say conceived in sin? What do you mean conceived in sin? No, chaz v'sholom doesn't mean sin. It means that when when a child is conceived, there is, of course, there's physical taiva. So he called it sin. He called it sin. Now this word ovoin is written with a double vav. Mole. So Chazal say that even a chosid shiva chasidim, when it comes to procreate, has to experience taiva. That's what Chazal said in Vayikra. That's what the Tzaddik is referring to. That Mashi Isa be'ovoin mole, it says ovoin twice, two vavs. It says two vavs, right? Vavs mentioned twice. Afil chosid shiva chasidim. Shezeh bolo the Marishan is caused by the Marishan achra chet betavas achila. And where did the desire in that area come from? Came from Achila. He had this many times, the Tzaddik says. It started with Achila, and from Achila it branched out into the other areas. Right? Then already their eyes opened up, they recognized they weren't clothed. Right? Vayedu ki arumim hei. All of the other taivas came as a result of the taivas Achila. That's how it started. As he says, shehirgish busha be'idach taivas. That's when he started feeling busha in the other taivas. Adesh shehirgish gam bazeh taivas gufnis. Shalohotzi basa levad. Varoishim nisha gam b'chosesh b'chsidim. Kol zman shu nivla amovas al netzach. Kol zman. Mashiach is not here. Kol zman people are still dying. Ayidei zvichas ayetzahara. It's going to happen. However, Tzadik tells us there are yechidim who avoided it. There's the Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Like in the beginning of the Rishon Kodem Achet. Right? And then you have Yehuda Hanasi. But be as it may, Nachshoin, Nochosh, Vovnun, which means as lowly and as little as possible, right? Just to have it reduced to Roshim, Nachshoin was so pure, was such a tzaddik, that any chelik of Nochosh that was caused by other Marishan was in miniature form. Nachshoin, that's the Vovnun. A small Nochosh, a little Nochosh, a miniature Nochosh, a reduced Nochosh. I just want to show you what the tzaddik says in Pri Tzaddik, Sof Parshas Chukas. Listen to this. Mashiach is gematria nochosh. Mashiach is also be gematria nochosh. 358. Why? Shehu yisakin, because Mashiach will be misakin the pegam of the nochosh. All the trouble that was caused by the nochosh, Mashiach will take care of it. So Mashiach is the counterforce of nochosh. Mashiach is the gematria nochosh. Shehu yisakin kol pegam orishin et yoshel nochosh. The Yishai nikra nochosh. Yishai also was referred to as nochosh. Al shem shemes bit yoshel nochosh. Because the only reason he died is because of the gzeira that was caused by the nochosh. The Mar Shabbos Davon Hey. Mashiach gematria nochosh, al shehu yisaken kol pegam etzer shel nochosh. He'll be misaken anything, all the pegam that caused by the eitz of the nochosh. Etzer means the eitz of the eitz of the nochosh. He'll be misaken. The nachshon, he says again what he said in the other shtickle. Okay, he says here again. The nachshon ikra nachshon gam came al shem mashiach shegematria nochosh. The oisias vav nun hula haktin is to reduce any vestige of nochosh that he had is was on a very very small form to my ishoin me ish, right? Fine. Okay. So what do we see? So nochosh begimatri mashiach. Now, the oisias cheshin mashiach has it and nochosh has it. Which are the letters that distinguish mashiach from nochosh? Nochosh has a nun and mashiach has mem yud gematri nun. Mashiach is mem, right? As a mem yud. So the mem yud of Mashiach and the nun, because Baruch is going to do lots of lavoi, is going to break the nun of the nochosh and put in mem yud. So from nochosh is going to turn into Mashiach. Who says that? The Rebbe Meilach. This is brought down in the Tehillim, Tehillas Yisroel from the Koshet Semagit. Look over here, number 4 on top, and look how beautiful pshat. Mi yitein mitzion. When me comes out of Tzion, Yeshua is Yisrael. That's going to be a Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. What does that mean? Shomati mimoyri lemelech. Kishi yeshaber nun de nochosh. When Kosh Baruch will break the nun of nochosh, v'nase memenu mi. From nun will be broken up into two parts. Mem yud equals nun. Oz yitzirat Mashiach. So mi yitain. So next time you say this pasuk, I'm going to come on here. Mi yitain mitzion, Yeshua is Yisrael. Turn to the left immediately before we go down, number 5. There's a sefer called Nishumas Tzvi, and he says, based upon this idea, Shal Dover Zeh Spalad Dover HaMelech, you know the Pasuk, Asei Imi Ois L'Toiva. Pasuk Pshara means, give me a sign, Asei Imi Ois L'Toiva. We're saying is Ois, the letter. Because Mashiach depends upon breaking the Nun of Nochosh, and turning the Nun into Mem Yud. So Dover HaMelech says, Asei Imi Ois Hai Nezeho Ois Nun Shal Nochosh. Take that nun of nochosh and turn it into toiva. turn it into, right? Take it away from its destructive form. Shakurish Baruch Hu Yishbar Hoyis V'yasem and Amen V'yud Yehatsir of Oysis Mashiach. That's what it means. I say, Ois L'Toiva. So look here now. You'll see something very fascinating. So Nochash. So we have problems with the Nochash. The Nochash is the source of Taiva. The Nochash is the cause of problems. And we find great tzaddikim, right, who have maybe just very, very small vestige, a small ratio left of the influence of the Nochash. What is really the Nesoin of the Nochash? So Avshar mentions here, he says, Iker koicho shel ha-Nochash, u'mashi maybe odom l'dei yush. One of the main pieces of ammunition that the Nochash uses, right, to destroy people, is by destroying them, by making them lose hope, by putting them in a matzav of yush, despair. Va'otz kvar yesh lo shlita legamra lodom. K'mo shekvar igadnu upamim rabo is ke'arebe melublin, z'chus yog delenu, d'choyze melublin, Omar. He said like this. It's a gevaldig emoshel. He says, k'ayetzahore mashal sodom be'avere. But the yoyser me'etzim avere, but more than the actual avere, yesh be'kavanosoi, uretzoinoi, more than the Avera is just a vehicle. The Yetzer tries by causing you to be chayte, that this, he has you now in his hands, he has you now in his clutches, that this is going to put you in a matzav of sadness, you're going to give up hope, and you say, my whole Yiddishkeit isn't worth anything. And the Mela, he has you, he has control over you. And he says, the Yeshlil Moed, he says, you can learn this, he says, Mashomer Chazal, Chazal tell us, Ki anochosh matil ho'eris. The Gemara tells us that the poison that the venom that comes out of the snake is at the end when it removes its teeth. This is a Chazal. Chazal say that eris of, but the nochosh is ben shinov, but Chazal say it happens at the end. That is when the snake bites, the venom is not, right? Is not. But when he removes the teeth, that is, he says, that's when the force of the venom comes out. Ki anochosh matel ho'eres loy be'es nishichosoy lak rak la'acha nishichem meki memel ho'eres. So the eres meki means it comes out. It brings it out. Throws it out. V'hayin al-aram is anochosh the yetzahara. The poison is after the avera. You have the bite and you have the poison that's after the bite. He causes you to do an avera. That's just a bite. But long after the Avera comes the poison. What's the poison? He throws you in a matzav of yush. He throws you in a matzav of despair. The Ram is kinyon Avera shabodeh pitu shanochosh. Harei Avera atzmoi nishiche gedoyle mekoyche shal asamachmen. This is a tremendous bite. Aval ho'era shal Avera. But worse than that is the poison of the Avera. Forget about the bite. The venom. She'in ho'eras. What's inyon of poison? What poison is? Poison is something that spreads. Yush is a matzav that consumes the total body of the person. That's what the poison does. It's machlish the koyach atoiv. When you do an avera, so you did an avera. The poison of the avera is machlish the koyach atoiv. All the positive qualities that you have, it destroys it. If the nochosh and the yitzhar is successful by throwing you into yush, then even those chalokim, those areas that you were not choyte, he destroys all of your positive qualities because the poison spreads. That's what Yush does. Yush is the poison. Destroys the whole functional, the spiritual function of a person. That's what throws him. When a person comes to the matzav of Yush, he's finished. He loses his hope for the future. He has no chesed doing tshuva. He says, it's over. It's finished for me. Rachad v'sholom oimer, he says, Ezel v'shana ma'alna. You know what they say? If I lost anyway, I might as well enjoy the world. I'm going to go to Gehenna anyway. So what's the point? At least let me just enjoy it. That's what the Nochash wants to do. So you know what the Koichet Nachshon is? Nachshon is to miniaturize, to reduce the Nochash. Nachshon is to take away the poison of the Nochash, to give you chizik, to destroy the koyach of Yush that the Nochash attempts to do. Nachshon, to reduce the koyach of the Nochash. The yin of Nachshon is, yin yonah hu lahaktin koyach shel Nochash. Right? Being that Vav Nun means lahaktin, So what am I being mocked in? What am I reducing? When it appears, it's all lost. Nachshon teaches us, Shebechol Matzev, Yochelo Odom Lehiz Gaber, Kasha Yizboer. Where and when does Nachshon come on the scene the very first time? Why is he famous for it? Nachshon Ben Odom, right? Where? By Kriyas Yamsuf. Analyze Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf was a Matzev, if not for Nachshon. If there's any a situation that justifies Yush, is Kriyas Yamsuf. The Yam is in front of you. The Mitzrayim are behind you. There's no way to go. There is no way, by any situation, there's no way to go. That's a matzav of Yush. Who released, who remedied the situation? Nachshon Ben Odom shows. The Dafke, from the least expected places, from where Yeshua will come, he jumps into the water, and the sea splits. Nachshon is the one who breaks the Yush. Nachshon is the one who gives chizuk. Nachshon shows that ye could never give up. V'eskris yamtzav or yibnei Yisrael. Hayom lefneim. V'charbom shum mitzvim lachareim. V'yoz b'nei Yisrael b'matzev shel cherev chadu munachas al tzavari shel adam. The sword was on the mouth. It was on the throat. V'nachshon hu zeh. He was the one shehed olhem esaderach shlo yisyashu min arachimim. Shekovat alayam. V'herol b'nei Yisrael. He showed, personally, ki af shenir le'ein agashmi, even though it appears that agashmi is the guys. Kein lo the meitzer. The epsilon of the taseman ametar. The man thinks there's no way to go out of this, right, calamity. Hakulrak Dimian. Just a Dimian. It's a mirage. You think there's no way out. It appears to you there's no way out. This is the Dimian Shokoikas Horah, Shiroitzim Adam Yisyayish. These are the evil forces. These are the negative forces. Gary Koifsim Layam. We spring around in Yam. Vunikra. Brahim, what do you see? Kien Yam Vein Metzar. There's no Yam. Right, and there's no engshaf. There's nothing. Zeh remes lechol hayam hazoyef shel olam hazeh. Olam hazeh is a stormy ocean. We float, right? We float through the journey of olam hazeh. Is crossing an ocean, the ocean of olam hazeh, and there are ups and downs as a ship and a boat finds itself in the ocean. This is our yam hazoyef, right? A stormy yam shel olam hazeh. Mekol nisyoni sheloi. As long as you don't give up hope, you can conquer it. Well, it says me called Meitzar. You can go out of any trouble, any situation. You meet it head on. You jump into the yam. So listen now. We just on Yom Teshuva is finished, and we read Megillah Suus. Listen to this Rashi. And it's amazing Rashi. Divrei Rashi Berus. Omru Rabbi Sein Uzal. Listen to this. Elimelech was the husband of Naomi. What happened? He left Eretz Yisrael. Why did he leave Eretz Yisrael? With a rov Ba'oretz. Shalmon Avi Boyas. Shalmon was the father of Boyas. Then there was the relative, Ploini Almoini Hagoyel. There was the relative. The Avi Naomi, the father of Naomi, Kulon, says Rashi, B'nei Nachshon Ben Aminoda. Hetamasi. All of these were descendants of Nachshon Ben Aminoda. Let's go first up, a little bit of genealogy over here. All of these were descendants of Nachshon Ben Aminoda. Says Rashi, V'loi hoi ilu lohem z'chus avoysom b'tseysom oret z'chus oret. Since they made the decision, they left Eretz Yisrael, the z'chus avos, the fact that they had the z'chus of Nachshon, didn't help them. Why not? Says, I'm sure I'll tell you why not. Ha'ineki yisoy chel aziv es elamelech, because what was the sibah? What was the motivation? Why does Elimelech leave Eretz Yisrael? Ki ola b'datoi ki ha-matzev shel tzohu avud. He made a decision. Here, you can't exist anymore. Here, the matzev is gone. Here, the matzev is over. The ve'einem moitzev liat mishum kiyam. The way he sees it, there's no kiyam over here. Machmas yiush hazeh ozav esoretz. He leaves Eretz Yisrael because to him already it hit rock bottom. He's already experienced his yiush. V'chein, his problem is yiush. That's the antithesis of Nachshon. Nachshon is the opposite. Nachshon is the one who demonstrated the hepech of Yush. They can't be yoinik. They cannot be draw on the schus of Nachshon, which is complete contrary, which runs against the gain of what their situation was. It's the hepech, the characteristic of Nachshon. L'chein lo hoyo lo yischus shel Nachshon, hanikoyche shel Nachshon, shehevi l'tach klal yisro hakoyche l'sgaber al Yush, v'lemelech nitfas binyan Yush. Right? He was caught up in Yush, and Nachshon is the one who saves people from Yush. There's that oymek hakavon shloihoy loy zchusay. That's the oymek hakavon. Rashi says that the zchus of Nachshon did not serve them because their situation ran against the grain of what Nachshon is. Now listen to this. The meili melech hoyerov makarabo. Take the word makarabo. Is oyle begimatri rov. What's rov? Rov is reshaim base. The same letters, if you rearrange it, is Erev, nighttime. When a person finds himself in a matzav of Rov, it's a makaraba, it's like the sun set in the middle of the day. Day of darkness, he doesn't see any light. Rov, which is the gematria makaraba, is also Oisius Erev, because to him, he's living in darkness. So, call all the Masher over all of Matzovim Koshim, Voilam Choshir Badoi, and the world is dark before him. Hare makaraba etzla oil begimatu erif. Same gematu. Makaraba to him turns into erif. Doesn't have to be. Sheshoka achama bem tzayoim umoitzi satzim b'choshech. Now, what should be the attitude of a person? Attitude of a person is to say, I'm not the biggest chocham in the world. Akash Baruch Hu knows. You turn the word erif into ishbar lo yedoch. The Nanash Masaychel is a kleine seichel. Ishbar lo yedoch. Also oisiz erif, also oisiz rov. That should be the attitude. You should say to yourself, I'm an Ishbar. I'm a Ksil. I mean, who am I to know how Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world? I mean, I'm going to predict what tomorrow's going to bring. That should be the right attitude. Yesh pomim sho'odo margish ani Ishbar. Same Isis is Rov. Erev. Lo yedo. Bahakavu makarabo. Then it's a makarabo, but it's a makarabo. They put some perspective. What's worse than a makarabo? The pasuk we started. What's the pasuk we started today? On top of the sheet. Vayach Hashem ba'om makarabah mo'od. You know what makarabah mo'od gematria? Yush. You know what's a makarabah mo'od? You gave up hope. Kol zman you don't give up hope, there's a solution. Kol zman you give up hope, it's only a makarabah. But what's worse than a makarabah, what turns a makarabah into a makarabah mo'od, is when you reach Yush. So Mamele says, so that overpowers the Makarabah. You have no control anymore on the Makarabah. It's higher than the Makarabah. He would have had an opportunity to be Mishazik. It becomes into Makarabah Mo'id. Now it's Makarabah Mo'id. Now it's Makarabah Mo'id. It's only a makarabo yesh b'koy chodom mitzchazik. So therefore, look what Rabbi said. Now, there's a deep beer going back to the Ishbitzer Rebbe. Let's go back to the Ishbitzer Rebbe. The Ishbitzer Rebbe figured out from the posik makarabo moed that who died? Not Amrab, not a lot of people. One choshen shoma died. Who died? Why Nachshon? Why pick Nachshon? Makarabo moed means that they fell into the problem of Yush. Right? That means that they lost the whole Indian of Nachshon but another. They lost the Metzius of an Nachshon. Nachshon was the antithesis on giving up hope. Nachshon was the one who taught Klal Yisrael never to give up hope. So Lachain, Merumes, Bamesh, Yukosif. The Torah writes, Makarab Emoid, She'ovdu as Nachshon Daike. That's why we learn out that they lost Daike. Who did they lose? Nachshon. No remes at all. How would we know? Makarab Emoid is Yush. Who did you lose? If you have Yush, you lost Nachshon. You lost the teaching of Nachshon. You lost the philosophy of Nachshon. Who had gever? Because he was a man. Asher hefiach, he blew a teranga blusin. Ruach his chaschis bnei soil. He never gave up. And he always blew, right? He blew the spirit of hope. She elohim leyayish. The kan hoya makarab and ma'oit she oil begematru yush. She his talkis koychoy shemachshin. That's a deep shot into the words of the Ishbitz Rebbe, based upon what the tzaddik tells us. The whole union of nochash and nachshin, right? Reducing the koych of nochash. And the godless of an action, reducing by him the union of Yush, and therefore Makarab Moid, which is already Yush, that's Makarab Moid, and that means we lost the Koich of Nachshon. So Rabbi Isai, we conclude with the wonderful words of Tzadik of Chiddush and Chizuk Pritzadik Pesach Ois Chodal. Torah tells us every day of the year, Zeichel Etzis Mitzrayim, V'lochein Itztavinu Litzkor B'chol Yoim, says of Tzadik. It's in Pritzadik, it's Ois Kov Dalet, actually. L'chein it's Tavinu, Litzkor, B'chol Yoyim, Yetzis Mitzrayim, V'ein HaMechuvim Al HaTchira B'Pebul Vav. The idea is not merely to say lip service. Elashiyah Dover Zendik for Belaif. The Chira Tetzis Mitzrayim means that we absorb it in the heart. But Oy Meklev Kol Yisroel. That what? What's the last time you see Mitzrayim? Why every day? Shebeim Chaz V'Sholem Yemishuke Beize Taive V'Siyuvral. No matter how deep you fell, no matter how in the Tumah D'Gematzev you find yourself, V'lo Yuchal Losum Eitz Benapshoy, and you can't find a way out. You say to yourself, I'm caught up in this mushchizdik behavior. Al yisyayish atzmoy. Nakshiyamin v'yitzapil Hashem yizborach v'yitzim ezgera, Kodesh Baruch will take him out. What's the raya? Because a yid should take chizik from Mitzrayim. What was the episode of Mitzrayim? Ki yitzchazik levovo yishenenu mishuki yoyser. As bad as I am, I'm not in memtesh aratume. I'm certainly not deeper sunk than the yidin were memashuhoyu oz yisroel. Without them making even the move, HaKadosh Baruch Hu single-handedly pulled us out. Kain Gamli, by mentioning and studying Yetzis Mitzrayim on a daily basis, we derive chizuk that just what happened in Mitzrayim, Gamli Yazar Hashem Yizborach, v'lozeh nistavino lisko Yetzis Mitzrayim. So you have Rabbi Yisai perspective here, the attitude of how he's supposed to go about his life, and to realize that no matter whatever the situation is, we draw chizuk, we are mechazik ourselves in the moon and betochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and every yid has at the corner, every yid has at tikkun, and for that, we study the lesson of Yetzias Mitzrayim. You're right.